Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome into You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm PJ Glasser. I'll be with you guys for the next hour here from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Nick Kostos will then take it from there from 4 to 7 p.m. Femi with the next couple days off. So looking forward for the next 60 minutes with you guys. We'll talk some college football on the show today. We'll dive into that here in a little bit. We had the second college football playoff bracket for this season, the reveal last night. So we'll dive into the new bracket and a couple new additions to the 12-team college football playoff. Also look at the NFL slate on the show today during the second segment. Got some big divisional matchups that will affect the divisional prices and obviously seedings for some of these teams, including that Rams and Seahawks game coming up on Saturday. And then, or on Sunday, I should say. And then we had a massive college basketball slate yesterday. Three top 25 matchups, including Louisville and Kentucky. We'll break down those three games, those six teams, and then we'll also look at the national championship futures market in college basketball. So a lot of good stuff to get to throughout the show today. As always, you can watch and listen to the show right here on the BetMGM Network. You can do so on YouTube or on Twitch. You can listen to us for free on the Odyssey app or on the SiriusXM stations as well. Two great guests going to join the show today later on with Nick. You're going to have Baldy joining the show at 5 p.m. talking NFL, and Danny Parkins will also join Nick during the final hour, 6:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, so a lot of great stuff upcoming later on in the show. Nick will also give his take on the college football playoff. We'll talk some NFL, dive into Broncos, Chiefs, the Jameis news today that if Jackson Dart can't go on Sunday against the Packers, it's going to be Jameis Winston instead of Russell Wilson. And Nick will also talk some college basketball as well and look back at some of those games that we had from last night. But let's dive in to college football and the college football playoff as our great VP, Mike Brown, will pop up the bracket, the new 12-team playoff. If the playoffs were to start today, this is what the 12-team bracket would look like. The top four remains unchanged. Ohio State still the one. Indiana, even though they barely got by Penn State, committee still keeping them at number two with that 10-0 record. A&M undefeated and 9-0 in the SEC. They're going to be number three. And Alabama, off their win against LSU, they're going to remain number four. So the top four seeds all remain unchanged in the college football playoff bracket. Georgia's still number 5. Number 6 is going to be Texas Tech after their big win against BYU. So the Red Raiders jump up to number 6. Ole Miss is going to be number 7. Oregon number 8. And then where it gets a little bit different, that 9, 10, 11, and then 12, we have a new group of 5 representative with now Notre Dame going to be number 9, Texas number 10, Miami number 11, and then South Florida, after Memphis lost to Tulane this past Friday, USF now jumps into that number 12 spot as the group of 5 representative. So I think the committee did a good job overall. Obviously, we have a massive weekend this week with Georgia playing Texas, and Texas loses that game, there's a chance that they could be eliminated from the playoff. Bama's taking on Oklahoma. I think if the Tide win that game, pretty much punch their ticket to the college football playoff. So, some big games this week. Notre Dame's going to take on Pittsburgh. Obviously, the Irish, they can't afford another loss. But we have some projected spreads as to what the college football playoff would look like if the playoff started today. Georgia would be about a 17-point favorite over South Florida. Texas Tech would be about 5 at home in Lubbock against Miami. Ole Miss would be about a 4-point favorite at home against Texas. And then the Ducks would be about 2.5 at home against Notre Dame. I think all these first-round matchups, super intriguing. That Oregon-Notre Dame game jumps right off the bat, right? The Irish taking on Oregon, and I think a lot of people at this point perceive Notre Dame to be a better team than Oregon, but going on the road, playing at Autzen Stadium, one of the toughest places to play in college football, that would be a ton of fun. It's tough, though. I mean, both Oregon and Notre Dame are really good teams, but I think whoever is in that 8-9 spot and has to play Ohio State in that next round, it kind of feels like the winner of that game, that's all they're going to win in the college football playoff. Notre Dame, I think, would be the better challenge for Ohio State because of how good their offense is. And I do think the Irish would be able to score on the Buckeyes, and we haven't really been able to see a team do that, get into the 20s against Ohio State. So what that would look like, I think, would be a little bit fascinating. But I don't know if Notre Dame would get by Oregon, because that's a tough place to play. And I think the Ducks on the line of scrimmage, maybe keeping the ball away from the Notre Dame offense. And I don't know if Notre Dame's defense would be able to get enough stops on the road. So I think that would be a little bit fascinating. I would love Texas against Ole Miss. If we get a 4 with Texas, if this were to be the projected playoff game, I think Texas would be a great bet. The Longhorns, if they make the playoff, I think are going to be a super fascinating team. They were obviously the preseason number 1 team in college football this year. All that hype with Arch Manning. And because Arch hasn't delivered and Texas has kind of been like on the outside looking into the college football bracket because they had the early loss to Ohio State and then that loss early in October to Florida, we've kind of forgotten about them. But again, those aren't bad losses. I mean, the Ohio State loss certainly isn't terrible at all. And the Florida loss, they'd like to probably have that one back, but the Swamp is not an easy place to play. Texas, even if they lose to Georgia this week, if it's close, if the game goes to overtime, and Texas has played a couple overtime games already this season in SEC play, if that game goes to overtime and they lose by like a field goal, or they lose on the dueling 2-point conversions in like the third or fifth overtime, whatever it may be, remember, they still host Texas A&M at the end of the year. And if Texas, as a 3-loss team, with one of those losses being to Ohio State, who could go undefeated in the regular season in the Big Ten championship game, they beat an undefeated Texas A&M team, there is still a chance that Texas could go to the playoffs. So that Georgia-Texas game is so massive for Texas because it really does give them that signature win that they've been searching for, and it changes the perception around Texas. It was a great win against Vandy, but it wasn't one that kind of turns the heads around college football. If you go into Athens and you beat Georgia at night, I think that'll have people talking about Texas and will have them looking at Texas in a different way. But even if they lose that game, again, as long as it's close, if they beat a Texas A&M, an undefeated A&M team, I still think there's a chance that Texas could get into the playoffs. So it'll be interesting when we wake up Sunday morning off of the heels of the Texas-Georgia game and the result of that game, what the prices are in the yes-no market for Texas to make the playoff. Because if we get a nice price, and if Texas loses a close one to Georgia, I think a lot of people will just write them off with 3 losses. But This was the big talking point at the beginning of the season in college football when we had such a great week one slate, right? When Texas was playing Ohio State and when we had Miami playing Notre Dame and we had LSU playing Clemson. It was, well, somebody's got to lose these games, but we shouldn't punish these teams for playing these kinds of games. So we'll see how it plays out. And I do think Texas is going to play Georgia pretty tough this weekend. So keep an eye on Texas. Texas Tech in Miami. Very interesting game as well. I think Texas Tech's really, really good. All of their wins this season have been by at least 23 points. And whenever their starting quarterback, Baron Morton, has played, they have won every game. Their only loss was when he was not out there. So Texas Tech's got not only one of the best defenses in the Big 12, but one of the best defenses in college football. Morton's a good player. And I think if they get one of those home games, they're going to be a tough out for anybody. You know, even if they get like Notre Dame in that first game, Oregon, Miami, like even if they get a super talented team, it's going to be tough to go into Lubbock and win that game. So I don't know if I'd lay like 4.5, 5 points with Texas Tech, but I think they would win that game. Miami, I know right now the committee has them in the college football playoff, but with those two ACC losses and you have five teams right now in the ACC with only one loss, it's going to be tough for the Canes to get in if they don't win the ACC. I know they have that win over Notre Dame, but the losses against Louisville and then the loss against SMU, I don't know if there's enough on that resume outside of the win against Notre Dame for Miami to get in the playoff. So even though the Irish are in for now, I would maybe think about like Duke being in there, or Georgia Tech being in there. I think it's going to be one of those other teams in the ACC. I do not think Miami is going to end up making it. And then Georgia and USF. I do think USF is the best group of five team. Last week when Memphis was in the playoff and we had Memphis versus Georgia, and I think Georgia, people were projecting that to be like a 21-point spread. You were looking at that game and you're like, I mean, you know, Georgia's going to win. Are they going to cover the spread? They probably do. I think USF could give Georgia a game, though. We've already seen USF go into the swamp and beat Florida. They've played Miami this season, so it's not like they're going to be intimidated. It's not like they're not going to know what they're up against. They've already played in an SEC stadium, and they've played against one of the two of the top most talented teams in college football. And Georgia, I know they only have one loss this year, but they've been playing with fire this season, and they've been playing down to the level of their competition a little bit. They should have lost on the road to Tennessee. They were down in the fourth quarter to Florida. They were down 10-0 to Auburn, should have been down 17-0, and maybe lose that game if Jackson Earl doesn't fumble. So they've been playing people close. They obviously have the loss to Bama as well. South Florida's a good team. Byron Brown's a good quarterback, and I think USF could keep that close. Now, I don't think USF will beat Georgia in Athens, but if you're giving me like 17.5 points, I think USF could cover the spread. Now, if this was the bracket, right, and this was the layout and the college football playoff started today, I'm going to go back to Texas because I think the bracket would set up really nicely for the Longhorns. I'd like them to go into Oxford and take down Ole Miss. That Ole Miss offense is for real. I'm still not sold on that defense at all. And Texas, even though their offense has struggled a lot, I think Arch and Texas, they're starting to figure out a little bit. They scored 45 on the road against Mississippi State. They scored 34 against Vandy. This is really the test this week. They're coming off a bye week, and anytime Sark has played in any of these monster games, his offense has not showed up. So we'll get a better idea of Texas and what they're going to look like this week. But I would like them in that game against Ole Miss and then going, you know, to a neutral site game and taking on Indiana. I think Texas would have a good chance in that game too. That game could be like a pick 'em. Texas and Indiana on a neutral. Maybe Indiana's like a small favorite. But from a talent standpoint, again, Texas was the number one preseason team in the country. This team does not lack talent. So going up against an Indiana team that, yes, they're undefeated. Yes, they've pretty much demolished everybody they played. They have that great win against Oregon. But, I mean, this was the big talking point with Indiana last year, was they didn't play anybody. And then they go up against Ohio State late in the year. They go up against Notre Dame. Like, Texas is that kind of team from a talent standpoint. So I think that sets up really nicely for them. And then maybe they have another rematch with Texas A&M. And yes, it would be tough to beat a team two times in such a short period of time. but I think Texas could do it. So we saw Notre Dame in that 7-10 game last year make a run all the way to the national championship game. I think Texas could be that team that potentially does it this year as well. Notre Dame is probably going to be the trendy team this year, depending on how the bracket plays out, that people probably like to make a run who's not one of those top four teams. Texas gets in, though. I'm telling you guys, keep an eye on the Longhorns. I think they could be a dangerous team. Right now, though, it's Ohio State for me. Like, the way that college football is kind of setting up so far this season is it's like in March Madness, where there are just some years we talk about how it's all about the path, it's all about the region, it's all about who you get. But there are some years in March Madness where the first thing you do is you just write in your national champion. Like, it doesn't even matter what the path is. You know that team is going to be your champion. And it's kind of getting to that point for me with Ohio State where I just look at them and I don't know how you're going to beat them. And I don't even know what kind of team it's going to be, it's going to take to beat Ohio State. I think a lot of people feel like the team that's going to beat Ohio State is an offensive juggernaut, right? Like, you're looking at a team with a pro quarterback and great wide receivers. So maybe like Alabama would come to mind, or maybe Ole Miss could challenge them. Maybe A&M could put up enough points. But the toughest game Ohio State has played this season was the Texas game. And it was a 14-7 game. And at no point did it feel like Texas really was ever going to win that game. But yet they had a chance to win it late in the fourth quarter and tie that game. How has Michigan mostly beaten Ohio State the last 4 years? They've done it with run game and defense and mucking it up and keeping it ugly. So I think that's how you beat Ohio State, probably, is just mucking the game up and keeping it ugly. We have not seen an elite offense challenge them, and we have not seen them try to play in a shootout yet. So I get how maybe you're trying to beat Ohio State with one of those different teams, but I think it's probably going to be a team with a good defense that obviously forces some turnovers and just wins a game in the 20s or maybe the high teens. But as of right now, you know, it's fun to kind of look at all these hypotheticals of these first-round matchups and maybe these teams that can make a deep run. Folks, Ohio State's a big favorite. They're plus 200 for a reason, and right now I don't see anybody that's beating them. I think this team's better than the team that won it last year, and they should be the clear favorites to win the national championship up to this point. But there we go. Second week of the college football playoff bracket. We're going to turn our attention next to the NFL. Look at some big divisional games that we have in Week 11. PJ Glasser, You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. PJ Glasser, You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. All right, let's talk a little NFL here on the program. We have a really good Week 11 slate. Some big-time matchups, some great divisional games. Seahawks-Rams should be terrific, both 7-2 teams. Kansas City and Denver really good. The Sunday night game we have is excellent between the Lions and the Eagles. I want to look at three divisions right now and the odds for some of these teams in their current divisions, and maybe some bets we can make, because I think the value on some of these teams right now, or what the value could be on some of these teams after they play each other, could be really good heading in to Week 12. So we'll start with the AFC North, which is a division that's definitely gotten a lot of attention because the Ravens started off 1-5. The Steelers were 4-1. You had the injury to Joe Burrow, but the books would not make the Ravens too big of a favorite for the reason that we have kind of seen and how things have played out. The Ravens got much healthier. Their schedule got a lot easier. The Steelers, the regression has started to hit. Their schedule has gotten much tougher. And now as we head in here to Week 11, the Steelers are only one game up on the Ravens in the AFC North. And now the Ravens are -275. To win the division. So as it stands, with the Ravens as -275, Steelers at +260, and the Bengals at 20-1, I actually think Cincinnati is very, very intriguing at 20-1. I think this price for them to win the division is kind of interesting. And it all stems on the game this Sunday against Pittsburgh. People are talking about all these big games that we have between these monster teams with these great records. But one of the biggest games this weekend, I think, is Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, potentially. The Bengals are a 5.5-point favorite on the road against the Steelers. But this is one of those swing games where right now the Bengals are two games back of the Steelers. Pittsburgh's 5-4. Bengals are 3-7. The Bengals are coming off their bye week. And we got the news a couple days ago that Joe Burrow is returning to practice for Cincinnati, and he's eyeing that Thanksgiving game against the Ravens. Well, the Bengals haven't played the Ravens yet this season. They still have to play them two times. They play them twice in a three-week span. And the Ravens also haven't played the Steelers yet this season. So both the Bengals and the Steelers still have to play the Ravens two times this season, and the Ravens are a -275 favorite. And as a Ravens fan, I can tell you it's very rare when the Ravens sweep the Steelers or the Bengals in the same season. They haven't even swept Cleveland since 2020. So that's why I'm a little nervous about the game this week, too. But I think this division could be interesting if the Bengals win this week. And I think because they're coming out of their bye, Zach Taylor's coaching for his job, and they know that if they can win and they can get Burrow back, they maybe have a chance to make a run. Now, Flacco's obviously been playing really, really well for Cincinnati, and the defense is still the major issue. I mean, there's no question. But the Bengals have had a bad defense the last couple years, and they've still been able to play Baltimore pretty tough. They lost both of those games last year, but they probably should have won both of those games. And again, if they can win this game on Sunday, they'll have the tiebreaker over Pittsburgh. Remember, they beat them in that Thursday night game at home. So the Steelers, who are 5-4, and the Bengals are 3-7, even if the Ravens beat Cleveland this week, both the Ravens and the Steelers would be 5-5, and there would be Cincinnati lurking at 4-6 with the tiebreaker over the Steelers and still two games left against the Ravens. And if the Bengals can be one game back of the Ravens and the Steelers, with Burrow coming back potentially on Thanksgiving, still two games to go against Baltimore. Guys, the last three games of the Bengals season is at the Dolphins, home against the Cardinals, and home against the Browns. They're going to be favored in all three of those games, especially if Burrow's back playing quarterback, and they should win all three of those games. Now, what's tricky is after this Steelers game, the Bengals are home against the Patriots, at the Ravens, at the Bills, and then home against the Ravens again, right? So they do have a tough five-game stretch upcoming with this game against Pittsburgh before the easy three. But the Ravens' final three games of the season are home against New England, then they're at Green Bay in Week 17, and then they're at Pittsburgh as well. Ravens are probably going to go 1-2 during that span. So, again, in the futures market, you're trying to predict how things are going to play out. You're trying to grab prices that by the time you bet them, they're not going to be available anymore. And if the Bengals can win this game on Sunday, that 20-1 is probably going to be cut in half because they'll have the tiebreaker over the Steelers. And Pittsburgh still got some tough games left on their schedule. So everybody's focused on Baltimore and Pittsburgh, but just potentially keep an eye on Cincinnati. And I think with the news that Burrow is back practicing, could potentially return if they can find a way to win this game. I mean, with the fact that they still have two games left against Baltimore, in their mind, they're going to feel like they still control their own destiny and have a chance to win this division. I think this price with the Ravens has gotten way too out of hand at minus 275. Do they have the best division? Do they have the best team in the division? Absolutely. They're playing the best right now of these three teams. But also, the Ravens, they lose games that they're not supposed to lose, and they're going to lose some games right now the rest of the season that people maybe don't expect them to lose. It could happen on Sunday to Cleveland. It could happen somewhere else down the road. But again, those three games to end the season, they never play well in Pittsburgh. Mike Vrabel has always been good against the Ravens, going back to his time with the Titans. And then that Ravens-Steelers game, it's going to be one of those games around Christmas that could be flexed to like Saturday or Sunday. But, I mean, you think Lamar or the Ravens are going to like playing in Lambeau in December when it's like -5 or -10 outside? So, Ravens probably win the division. Bengals, though, at 20-1, I think could be an interesting piece. So that game on Sunday, very underrated and a big one in the AFC North between the Bengals and the Steelers. Obviously, the AFC West matchup between the Chiefs and the Broncos, that is a massive game as well. Right now on BetMGM, Broncos are plus 135 to win the AFC West. Chiefs are plus 140. Chargers are plus 325. I'm throwing the Chargers out. I really don't consider them. They had a nice win against the Steelers, but I mean, with the Alt injury and Herbert's just taking a beating every single week, they don't really have a run game. Defense is up and down week to week, so I'm good on the Chargers. I think this division is coming down to the Broncos and the Chiefs. And this is on Sunday. It'll be the first meeting of two between both of these teams. And right now, a lot of people are identifying as Denver as an 8-2 team, but they're fraudulent. Bo Nix does not look good. He's not very good. And this defense, they are good, but they've been beating up on a lot of bad teams. When they go up against good teams and good offenses, they have not looked as dominant. And they're certainly facing one of those on Sunday against Kansas City. Right now, Denver is plus 135 to win the division, and Kansas City is plus 140. So the Broncos are a small favorite. They are three games up currently on Kansas City. And with this game being in Denver and Kansas City being a four-point favorite, if this game was played in Arrowhead, the Chiefs would likely be a 7.5, 8-point favorite. So if Kansas City can win both games against Denver and get that tiebreaker, then all KC needs to do is just get one more game on the Broncos to win this division. The problem is the Broncos' schedule outside of this of the two games against the Chiefs is pretty favorable. They do play the Packers, but that game is at home in Denver. And then they also play the Chargers at home. And the rest of their schedule is pretty favorable. So I think those are the only games that I look at that Denver probably has a shot at losing are the home games against the Chargers and the Packers. And then Kansas City, they have to play these two games against Denver. They have to play the Chargers at home. They have to play Indianapolis at home. And then they get Dallas on the road in Thanksgiving as well. So they should win all those games. But look, this is what the Broncos have done the last couple of years. This is why they made the playoffs last season. When Bo Nix is a favorite, they normally win those games. When they're at home against inferior teams, they normally win those games. So even though they could drop both games to Kansas City, I just don't know really where that other game is going to be where Kansas City is going to make up the ground to catch Denver. So I think what you do is you wait for Kansas City to beat Denver on Sunday, because I do think the Chiefs are going to win that game. So when the Chiefs beat Denver, especially if they cover the spread and they look dominant doing it, I mean, Kansas City is probably going to drop to like plus 110 to win the division. Denver's probably going to jump up to like plus 170. And I think that is when you make your bet on the Denver Broncos. I think the Chiefs have dug themselves into too deep of a hole right now, trailing the Broncos by three games, that even though they're the better team, and I think almost everybody would agree that Kansas City's better, that I still think they're going to end up winning this division, just because at 5-4 and Denver at 8-2, I just think it's too big of a hole to climb out of. So keep an eye, obviously, on that game. If you like Kansas City to win the division, I would do it before this game, because that price is only going to drop. If you like Denver to win the division, wait like I do, and I think you're going to get a much bigger number. But obviously, if Denver wins this game, I mean, then you're looking at them being a minus money favorite. But I think it's going to be too tough for Denver. They've been playing with fire too much, and Kansas City is going to be so desperate coming out of a bye week. I think all of us know how great Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes have been out of bye weeks. Mahomes has been unbelievable in his career, especially on the road in divisional games. So I do really like the Chiefs in this spot. I'd probably lay the four with them, but I think Kansas City money line this week is a terrific leg. If you want to use that in a parlay piece or tease it with some other game on the board, I feel really good about Kansas City winning that game. But I do still like Denver to win the division. So wait for those teams to play and then look at Denver to win the division. Hopefully you get around plus 175, plus 180 in that market. The other game that we have, the big one, out in the NFC West, the 7-2 Rams going up against the 7-2 Seahawks. Right now, the Rams minus 115 to win the division, the Seahawks plus 110 to win the division. The Rams a 3-point favorite in that game on Sunday. The remaining schedules for both teams, pretty favorable. LA, they have this game. They still have to play each other twice, so both Seattle and the Rams will have another game upcoming in Seattle. LA also has to play the Bucs at home, and they have to play Detroit at home as well. Outside of that, Rams are going to be big favorites in the other games that they play in, should win all those games. Seattle, outside of the Rams game, they have to play Indianapolis at home, and then every other game they should feel good about, should probably win all those other games. So both schedules very favorable for these two teams. Now, this I think is going to be a similar case to the Denver Kansas City game, where I do think the Rams win on Sunday, but I still like Seattle to win this division. And if the Rams do win, Seattle right now plus 110, hoping we can get something like plus 150, plus 160 in that neighborhood if they drop this game. But the two reasons I still like Seattle to win this division, the first one is I think their team can withstand injuries and major injuries way better than the Rams can, right? Like, we look at the Rams and Matt Stafford, I mean, we're just waiting and waiting for maybe him to get injured because of how many hits he's taken and how old he is at this point in his career. Puka is such a great player, but he's so physical, and it feels like any given week he could be out. Devontae Adams is obviously aging, so the Rams' offense is terrific, but they do have a lot of older players or guys that are injury-prone that they rely on, so that always worries me with a long-term bet dealing with L.A. And then the second reason is Seattle's defense is just terrific and how good they are on the road. Seattle hasn't lost a road game yet this season. And since Mike McDonald has taken over as head coach, they've only lost one game in his tenure on the road. We think about Seattle as this team and this organization with this great home field and the 12th man and how awesome they are at home. It's actually been the opposite since he's taken over as head coach. They are unbelievably good on the road, but they struggle sometimes at home. Now, they took care of business against Arizona on Sunday, so we'll see if that can help flip the corner. They did win against the Texans on Monday night as well, so they have won their last couple home games. But I think Seattle's defense, their ability to win on the road, and they have been dealing with a bunch of injuries this year to their secondary, and they still really haven't missed a beat. Darnold's been playing great. JSN's emerged as one of the top wide receivers in football. They have that great 1-2 punch at running back with Charbonnet and Walker. So I think Seattle would be the play in this division. This line opening up at 2.5 and going to 3, for me, very telling. I think the fact that they're giving you Seattle at the key number of 3 in a game like this, with how good they have been on the road under McDonald, with all that's on the line, I think the Rams are the right side in the game. I don't know if I'd lay 3, but I do think they end up winning. So because of that, much like Denver, I think the team that I like to win the division is going to lose on Sunday. So I would wait and bet both of those teams. But it's going to be a fun week in the NFL. Certainly people are monitoring the Rams-Seahawks game, because not only does that game have NFC West division implications, it's got number one seed NFC implications. The Super Bowl market, NFC market, is definitely going to fluctuate after that game. Broncos and Chiefs, this is kind of the game where I think we all see if Denver is for real or not. They're 8-2. You got to give them credit for winning these games, but really, like, what's their signature win that they have? So certainly beating the Chiefs off of a bye, I think, would make people think differently about Denver. And then again, the AFC North. Like, the Ravens probably do win it as long as they stay healthy. But the last three games that they have, and if the Bengals can beat Pittsburgh on Sunday, even though that defense is still absolutely atrocious, it just feels like there's a different confidence level that they have when Burrow's out there. Keep an eye on those three games. Keep an eye on those three divisions. We're going to look at college basketball when we come next. We had three top 25 matchups last night. We'll break those down and look at the championship market.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
All right, a reminder, Nick Costos will be joining you guys top of the hour, 4 p.m. Eastern. He'll be with you from 4 to 7. Danny Parkins is going to join him at 6:20. Baldy will be at 5 p.m. So two great guests upcoming. Nick will give his takes on the college football playoff, the rankings that we had from last night. Also talk some NFL, big game between the Chiefs and the Broncos. The Jameis news that we got today. Jackson Dart can't go on Sunday for the Giants. Jameis will be under center for New York. And he will also talk some college basketball as well, which is what we are going to dive into right now. And we had three top 25 matchups yesterday. None bigger than Louisville and Kentucky. A lot of people excited about this one. It's great to have these two teams good again. Outside of Duke and Carolina, I think you could argue this is probably the second best rivalry in college basketball. So great to have these two teams good again. I think a lot of people's takeaway from last night's game is that Louisville's all the way back and that they're good enough to win the national title and they have an offensive juggernaut and Pat Kelsey's doing an incredible job and all these kinds of things. My big takeaway was actually the other side with Kentucky, and I was kind of underwhelmed with their performance from last night. Before going into this game, KenPom had Kentucky as their number one team in the country. The metrics love this team. They love what Mark Pope did in the portal. They love all the defensive additions that he brought in. Now, they were missing their big man yesterday, Jaden Quaintance from Arizona State. He was out, and he is going to be a massive part of them moving forward. Defense, rebounding, shot block, all that kinds of stuff. He was out, so that is a big deal. But I just think, you know, with Mark Pope, we know what he is at this point as a head coach. Terrific offensive mind. Kentucky's always going to be elite on that end of the floor. But it doesn't matter the portal additions that you bring in. It doesn't matter how good some of these guys are as one-on-one defenders. As a collective unit, Kentucky will never have a championship defense under Mark Pope. I truly believe that. Maybe one of these years they'll run into it. Maybe months into the season, maybe when we get into February, when Kentucky figures it all out, maybe they'll be much better on the defensive end. But I'm watching that game last night, and all we're hearing in the offseason is, oh, Denzel Aberdeen from Florida and Mo Diabate from Bama, and they got all these great defenders in the portal. And it's like watching the same team from last season. It's the same defense. Now, again, Louisville's got a great offensive team. They are going to score a lot of points on a lot of people this season. But that was my big takeaway, was I was going into that game last night. I knew Louisville was going to be good. I wanted to see Kentucky's defense, and I wanted to see how good they are, because that's what it's going to take. You know, I mean, Kentucky, they're kind of like an Alabama. You know what they're going to be offensively, but you want to see if they made strides on the defensive end of the floor. It's early in the season, and again, they were missing one of their best players and one of the best defenders in all of college basketball. So I do think he's going to fix a lot, but he can't fix how those guards play on the perimeter, and that's where Louisville killed them last night. Mykel Brown was terrific for the Cardinals. He is a superstar freshman. He had 29 points. Ryan Conwell, who I'm a big fan of, out of Xavier, he had 24 points. So Isaac McNeely, who came over from Virginia, who's a three-point sniper, he was really, really good. I mean, Louisville's awesome, and they're gonna be a really fun offensive team, and I think they're absolutely a threat in the ACC this year. For the first time in a while, top of the ACC is really, really good. I mean, Duke's going to be awesome, Louisville really good, NC State I think could be super, super fun. So those three teams, North Carolina, we'll see if they turn out to be very good as well. Those three or four teams I think could be really good, but I think when people watched that game last night, their takeaway, Louisville's back. Their offense is really good. Mykel Brown's a superstar. Those guards are going to be tough to deal with in March. My takeaway, it's the same old Kentucky. They're going to be great offensively. They're going to score a bunch of points. I just do not trust them on the defensive end of the floor. And I was surprised that going into that game last night, the metrics had them as at KenPom as the number one team college basketball. I went away with it thinking that they were the same old Kentucky. So we'll see how those teams move on moving forward. I think Kentucky's still going to be one of the top teams in the SEC. Louisville's going to be one of the top teams in the ACC. Both teams are good enough to make it to the Sweet 16. Both teams are good enough to make it to the Elite Eight. At this point, I probably think Louisville's maybe a little bit better shot to make it to the Final Four. Would not bet either of those teams, though, in the national championship market. You know, like, especially Kentucky, because they're still 15-1 on BetMGM to win the national title. I'm more than good on Kentucky. Louisville right now, 20-1 to win the national title. I'm good on both of those teams. I think they're going to be fun. I think they're both second weekend teams. Maybe Final Four is their ceiling. I don't think either team can win the national championship. All right, the next game up we had last night, Illinois and Texas Tech. Both of these teams also thought of highly in the futures market. Texas Tech 18-1 to win the national championship, and Illinois is 20-1 to win it all. Illini are really, really good, and they were missing some players, some top players from their team from the game last night. But Stojakovic, Peja's kid, he's really, really good. I'm a big fan of what Brad Underwood is doing with the Illini program, where we're obviously in this day and age where everybody's just trying to go after kids in the transfer portal who played college basketball last year. You're obviously trying to get all the best high school kids that you can. I mean, Underwood is definitely still going out in the portal and getting guys from other teams, but he's also going into Europe, and he's bringing in some of these other guys. And but Stojakovic coming over from Stanford, really good. Avisic from Arkansas, from Calipari when he was with Adam with Kentucky and Arkansas, good player. I think both teams are going to be good. Illinois, you know, I think their issue is going to be what's been the issue with Underwood since he's been there. When Illinois is good, they're really, really good. When Illinois is bad, they're bad, and they can get upset by a lot of people. So finding that consistency on a night-to-night basis, that's going to be the key for the Illini. Texas Tech, I think they're going to be good long-term as well. Playing in the Big 10, that's going to have them, or Big 12, is going to have them battle-tested and ready for when they get into February and March. They have one of the best players in the country in JT Toppin. He's fantastic. Anderson's a really good guard as well. It's going to be about getting those other guys to gel in with Texas Tech. But look, Illinois was a 3.5-4 point favorite in the game last night. They end up winning by 4. So the game kind of played out how we thought it would. But I would be excited if I was an Illinois fan because, again, they look good last night and they're missing some of their guys. So excited to see what the Illini look moving forward. They also have a brutal non-conference schedule. So we'll get to see Illinois plenty this season and how they match up against some of the top teams in college basketball. And then the other game that we had from last night was the Gonzaga and Creighton game. Gonzaga 90-63 over Creighton. Now, both of these teams coming into the year, this game played out kind of how I feel about both of these squads. Gonzaga, I thought, was really underrated going into the season. Mark Few went through that stretch where he was getting all those lottery picks, right? And it was the Corey Kisperts, and it was the Jalen Suggs, and it was the Chet Holmgrens, and he was just getting all these great players. And every year, Gonzaga would just look so great in the non-conference and obviously couldn't win the national championship. Last couple of years, Mark Few hasn't been able to get those blue-chip recruits. He hasn't been able to get that number one guy in the class. And because Gonzaga hasn't made a deep run in March, we're all just kind of forgetting about Mark Few's team. It's start it's time to start remembering Gonzaga again, because they're very good. They have one of the best players in the country in Graham Ike, who's been in college basketball forever, but they're deep this year. I mean, they play eight or nine guys. You know, on those teams with those top NBA players, those guys that would go in the top five lottery picks, they really weren't deep. They would only play like six or seven guys. Gonzaga's like eight or nine deep this year, and all of them can play, and there's really no drop-off when those guys off the bench come into the game. Tyon Grant Foster, if you watch college basketball, you might remember that name from the Grand Canyon teams. I mean, he comes off the bench for Gonzaga. He's like their seventh or eighth guy, so they're good this year. And because they beat up on Oklahoma, because they beat up on Creighton, even though these teams, you know, Oklahoma's probably going to be a team battling to make it into the tournament. Gonzaga or Creighton's going to be a top four or five team in the Big East. You know, it's not like they're playing top five, top 10 teams in college basketball. But the fact that they blew out the Sooners and they blew out Creighton, I think is starting to open the eyes to people that this Gonzaga team is for real. So keep an eye on the Zags. They're still 30-1 to win the national championship. I think they're going to beat some more people in the non-conference, and that price is only going to drop. And then we know when they get into WCC conference play, they don't play anybody outside of St. Mary's, maybe like San Francisco or Santa Clara is decent. They only have a couple games every year that really challenge them. So now is the time to buy in on Gonzaga. When people are watching all these games, when they're going up against other good teams around the country, even if they lose those games, if they look good doing it, their price isn't going to drop all that much because the WCC just isn't a very good league. So Gonzaga, I think, might be worth a look at 30-1. Creighton, I don't think they're going to be very good this year. I think they'll make the tournament. They might be like a 9 or 10 seed, but not a team I'm taking seriously to make a deep run. I don't think they're going to challenge UConn, St. John's in the Big East at all. So I am definitely down on Creighton. So those are the three games from last night. We got Bama and Purdue tomorrow, which is going to be a very interesting game. Purdue 10-1 right now to win the national title. One of their best players, Trey Kaufman-Wren, has not played yet this season, and he hasn't practiced yet. So we'll see if he plays tomorrow against Alabama. I don't know if we have a line out yet for that game. I would assume Bama's going to be favored, especially if TKR does not play. My early thoughts would be to probably look at Purdue in the game. Bama had such a great performance against St. John's, and people think so highly of them right now. Purdue struggled with Oakland in their last game. And again, if TKR doesn't play, you're going to get an even better number on Purdue. But this is what college basketball is all about. You know, people saw Bama against St. John's, a team that wants to run with Alabama. You're playing right into their wheelhouse. That's how they want to live. They want to play games in the hundreds. Their guards want to play in the open floor and dominate. But Purdue, with all their experience, and Braden Smith, I think, is the best player in college basketball, Purdue's point guard. He controls the pace better than anybody. And even though Purdue doesn't mind playing in a track meet, even though they don't mind running, they definitely don't want to run with Alabama. So I think Purdue's guards, their ability to slow the game down, is going to be a big factor in that matchup. So we'll see who ends up playing tomorrow. If Kaufman-Wren plays, what that line ends up being, but I would probably lean towards Purdue in that game tomorrow against Alabama. So that'll do it for the first hour. You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Nick Costo's coming up. He'll be with you from 4 to 7. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you guys on Send It In tomorrow right here on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.